Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A little girl battling cancer wants us to come with her to ride horses at Elk Rock State Park. Let's go in depth with Whitney Caldwell, her brother Zachary Thomas Caldwell, her mom Victoria Caldwell, and friend Vanessa Springlemeyer. Whitney, you like to ride horses, don't you?
Yes.
What is it about horses that you like?
They're really big and I like to ride them.
Where'd you learn to ride horses?
I don't know.
From your mom, I bet. Your auntie?
My aunt Trina.
Your aunt, okay. And there's going to be an event coming up at Elk Rock State Park, isn't there?
Yes.
It's a benefit trail ride for Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Whitney was diagnosed with brain cancer back in December. And Vanessa and my sister decided to put a benefit on to raise money for our family to help with just financial needs and anything that came about during her treatments.
Because it's expensive.
Yes, gas especially.
Gas, you have to go in and out, or where do you have to go?
We live in Grimes, so we drive to Blank Children's Hospital. She gets chemo weekly.
But you're coming to Elk Rock. Why is that?
We camped out at Elk Rock with horses. We liked the trails.
The reason that we chose Elk Rock, there are several reasons that we chose it. First of all, because the trails out there are amazing. Whitney and Zach and her family got to come out with us and camp. We rode a little bit, but they were on the backs of horses, and we really, really liked the trails out there. They're nice, and they're groomed very well. It's very family-oriented. There's a playground for the kids. The campground is pretty close quarters, so even if your kids, you know, want to kind of go off and play, you can still keep an eye on them. Shower houses are nice. There is a nice big day use area. There's a nice arena out there for people to work their horses, that type of things. And it's in a central location. We have people coming from Nebraska, from Missouri, and Minnesota to this ride. So we wanted to make sure that we had someplace that was kind of centrally located. So that's why we chose Elk Rock. We try to get out there two or three times a year.
And Zach, are you going to ride?
Mm-mm.
No, you're not going to ride? You're Whitney's brother?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to this, to the ride and to camping?
No.
No, why not?
Because I don't like riding.
You don't like riding? Do you like camping?
Yes.
And what else do you like?
Motorcycles.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Whitney Caldwell, Zachary Thomas Caldwell, Victoria Caldwell, and Vanessa Springlemeyer. Whitney, you have beautiful hair. Tell people about your hair. It's bright. What color do you call that?
It's really, really bright red. My mom got it. It's black.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you like colors? You have a beautiful coat on for this rainy day. How are you feeling?
Good.
Feeling good? What are your favorite things to do, Whitney?
Ride horses.
Ride horses? What else?
Sing, dance.
Singing? Dancing?
Makeup.
You like makeup? Does your mom let you put on makeup? How old are you?
Nine.
A little young for makeup, aren't you?
Yeah. You're nodding. You don't go, do you go out with everybody with makeup on, or is that just for home?
Home.
Home. Lots of little girls like to play with makeup for home.
Yeah.
Like your mommy and your auntie, you like to learn how to do that?
Nodding. Yes.
Well, Whitney's clearly a special girl.
She is. She is.
And so this has rocked your world, huh?
Yeah, the whole family. Shireen and Tori's mom and my mom were best friends. I have known that family since they were born. They're like an extension of my family. We all grew up together. We all still do things together. I love those kids like they're my own. So, that night at the hospital, there were all of their family and me. And the night that they discovered the tumor, it was, I can't even describe that feeling. And then when I got the call right before New Year's that she had been diagnosed with cancer, it was, the best way I can describe it is all of the air was sucked out of my lungs. And that's when I knew that I needed to help in any way that I could. So at that point, I started thinking of ways that I could help. And me, like the average person, I don't have a huge bank account. And so I started looking to my network of friends and tried to figure out how we could come together to help this family. And that is when I started talking to Shireena about doing some type of benefit ride. The people in the horse community are very tight-knit and close. They are, they're like an extension of your family. So if you are hurting, if you need help, people reach out to each other. Knowing that, we started putting together our benefit ride for Whitney because she likes horses so much. And I know that she will see all of these people coming together for her benefit. And I think that's a good life lesson for them, too.
For all of this.
For all of this.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Whitney Caldwell, Zachary Thomas Caldwell, Victoria Caldwell, and Vanessa Sprengelmeyer.
You have the ride, and then you have a silent auction. Where are you getting your items for your silent auction?
We have had very many generous donations for the silent auction. We haven't put a single penny into any of these donations. These are all things coming from people who are, again, reaching out to this family to help raise as much money for this little girl as they can.
There's also a fundraiser going on. I am making awareness bracelets and selling those on the website also. They're made from... there are paracord bracelets, survival straps that I'm making. And we put that on, what, a week ago?
Mm-hmm. And this is on your webpage?
Yes. Right. It's a fundraiser that I'm doing.
All right, and your webpage is www.rideforwhitney.weebly.com.
Yes.
And so you can learn about a lot of the events. Mm-hmm. You can buy the bracelet.
Yes. She's also got her own Facebook page, Whitney does.
You do?
And it's under Ride for Whitney also. You just punch in Ride for Whitney, it should pop up. There's all kinds of pictures on there of Whitney and her brother and sister. And I try to post as much as I can for updates on her progress through her chemo and stuff. So you can go on there and look at all the different pictures and comments.
You look like a healthy, normal 9-year-old girl. You're smiling at me. You have lots of fun, don't you? And you're doing okay with the chemo?
Yes.
It's hard sometimes, though.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you sick?
No.
No?
She's been really lucky that she hasn't gotten sick from it. She's a pretty good trooper. She's a strong little girl. I mean, they found it December 13th, and she was in surgery December 14th. And they got most of the tumor out, but they had to keep some of it in there because it's inside her brainstem, and that would have been dangerous.
And this was all done at Blank?
Yeah. The surgery was done at Mercy.
Mercy.
The brain surgery was done at Mercy, and then after that, she went back to Blank.
When is the trail ride?
It is Saturday, April 27th. We are planning to have a meeting, just a brief ride meeting at 11:30 at our campsite. Shereen and I are camping out there, and whoever else wants to camp is more than welcome to come with us and hang out for the weekend. But we are going to have a ride meeting at our campsites at 11:30. We're planning to ride out at noon, and we will ride the trails wherever they may take us till about 4 or so. And then we will have our campfire social begins at 5 o'clock. That should give everybody plenty of time to get their horses back to the trailers and untacked and taken care of. At which time our silent auction will also start. It goes from 5 to 8. We also have a bunch of door prizes that everybody that shows up gets a ticket. So even if you don't ride, still, you can come out and, you know, hang out with us and show your support at the campfire social. Oh, yeah, and there's food, too. Hormel Foods donated all of the meat for our food, and Tasteful Dinners in Ankeny donated all of the buns for the meal that we're going to provide for everybody.
Do you need any more help beyond that?
It would be nice if we could see some donations, maybe for some chips. Maybe some soda. But other than that, I think that we're doing pretty well.
But ultimately, the goal is to raise some money to help with expenses related to the surgeries and the travel.
That's right. Yeah. This is going to be a long journey. It's going to be a long journey. When she was first diagnosed, they were talking about chemotherapy once a week for at least
60 to 70 weeks.
60 to 70 weeks. So this is not a short-term challenge, shall we say.
There's also, there's this organization called Drive Away Cancer Iowa. They are just wonderful people, and they're going to be out there. And this guy started, they go around and they sponsor children with cancer. And I just wanted to put a word out there. They're going to be out there, and so is the car, and they do wonderful things for people and their families that are going through the same thing as Whitney's going through. They've helped me out a lot, and I just think that we should spread the word about them too, because they do wonderful things for people.
So are you looking forward to the event?
I am. I always look forward to being able to get on my horse and get out there, but this is for an amazing cause. I've done these benefit rides in the past, not done them, but participated in the past, and it's a great feeling to get out there and help support any cause, but especially one like this. I would encourage everybody, if you're even thinking about coming, come out, join us, sit by the fire with us, you know, get to know this family. And they'll know they're doing a good thing.
Thanks to Whitney Caldwell, Zachary Thomas Caldwell, Victoria Caldwell, and Vanessa Sprinklemeyer for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.